Hello, you're listening to Sounds of Bizarre, live from online Educur Berlin. My name's Graham Atwell, I'm presenting today, but I guess a few of you can hear. I haven't got a lot of voice, and I'm not sure if my voice is going to hold out for the whole of this program. I'm really happy, mind. I've got the two co-presenters here, Eileen and Maria, and we've got some great guests lined up for you today, live from the Hotel Intercontinental, online Educur Berlin. I can see there's people coming over to be interviewed on the radio. I'm not going to hold things up anymore. Over to Maria, who is going to be talking to Ricardo Torres about, I'm not quite sure what you're talking about, personal learning environments and everything else. It's wonderful to talk about. You're listening to Sounds of the Bizarre, live from Berlin. Over to you, Maria.
Okay. Good morning. Well, we have here Ricardo Torres. Tell us, please, is it the first time that you attend this conference?
Yeah, this is the first time I'm attending online Educa.
What's your first impressions?
I really like the space and the chance that we have to network and meet new people. I just went to the opening plenary, and I think it was really inspiring to hear all these opinions and new views and visions of what education should be.
Will you present something here?
Yeah, I'm taking part in a learning cafe on Friday. We're going to discuss learning 1.0 to learning 3.0, and I'm going to talk about Web 2.0 and personal learning environments.
Oh, that's very interesting. I wish you have a great time here. And will you recommend this conference to someone else?
Yeah, of course. I encourage people to come and attend, if they're here this year, and if not, next session.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
And Ricardo. Yeah, just set the scene for you a bit here. I'm standing on the bar area in Online Educa. People are surging out of the keynotes, which are just finished. There's, I reckon, about 500 people, and they're all heading at the coffee or trying to avoid us and putting microphones in front of them. It's an impressive scene, if you can imagine what 500 coffee-hungry educational technologists look like. Anyway, I'm going to hand you back over. Eileen's going to be talking to Sally. Over you go, Eileen. The microphone's with you.
Hello, Sally. Welcome. I think I think what we should talk about is the media awards. Mm-hmm. What is it for a scheme, and since how long does it running for the online Educa?
This is the second year that we've had the Medea Awards, and essentially it is an award which is there to recognize excellence and best practice in the use of media in education. And so this year we've had about 254 entries from 39 different countries, which we're delighted about. And tomorrow afternoon there'll be a session where the 8 finalists who are here in Berlin will present their award-winning or their final entry. And then tomorrow evening between 7 and 8 here in Room Tegel, we'll have the award-giving scheme. So then we'll identify who the overall winner is, and also who the winner of the 3 subcategories are, which is European Collaboration, the Jury Award, and the Best Creative and Innovative Use of Media in Education. And it's attracted people from higher education, from schools, from lifelong learning, all submitting their entries and showing how best media can be used to support education, whether that's video, good use of audio, very good use of simulations, all sorts of different kind of uses of media. That's what Medea is about.
Do you have a personal favorite on it?
I'm not allowed to say that, but I can tell you that we've got 8 finalists, and just to run them by you, we've got Daisy and Drago from the Teraki Foundation School in Turkey. We've got Eyes in the Skies, which comes from the European Southern Observatory in Germany. We've got Ingebeld, which comes from Belgium, from the Canon Cultural Unit. Know It All for Primary Schools from ChildNet International in the UK. Les Tics en Classe, which comes from Vision Future in France. Planet Skycast coming from Nesta in the UK. Study Coach from the Dutch Open University. And finally, Traditions Across Europe coming from a school, Don Bosco School in Italy. So they're a real cross-section. And we invite people to come to the session tomorrow afternoon, of course, and also to the awards tomorrow evening between 7 and 8. We have a cocktail reception, and we will then announce the winner in a true Oscar style.
Perfect. And what are the from which background does the competitors come? They are from academic, from research, from competition?
No, they're a real mixture. They come from schools. For example, we've got the Teriyaki School in Turkey. We've also got a school from Italy. Then we've got government agencies. For example, the Canon Cultural Unit in Belgium is a government agency. We also then have Dutch Open University, which I think everybody knows well, and also then a production company in France, and also a production facility then in the UK. So the real mixture of different.
And how does it come to the 8 finalists? How are you selected from this 200? What was the selection process?
The closing date was the end of September, and we had 73 judges from 26 different countries involved in the process. Online process, they made the selection, they scored them all, and then about 3 weeks ago, we identified who the top scoring 8 were.
Okay, thank you, Sally.
Thank you very much for that. And those media awards sound really interesting. Make sure you get over to them tomorrow night. I think I'll be there as long as I've got a voice to be there, Sally. Thanks so much. Well, yeah, it's a truly amazing scene here at Online Educa Berlin. For those who can't be here, they're still queuing for the coffee. They're queuing 40 people deep for the coffee now, trying to get in there. And we're going to be talking to some of this crowd wandering around. First, we're going into a musical break now, and we'll be coming back, and we're going to be going out into the bar area talking to some of the delegates at this year's Online Educa Berlin. You're listening to Sounds of the Bazaar. Sounds of the Bazaar, live from Online Educa Berlin. That musical break didn't seem to happen, did it? You've got all the most complex equipment here. Here we go. I think we got all the most complex equipment here. And what is failing us is a humble iPod, which is delivering up our music. Dirk's sweating over the turntables here. I'm going to leave him sweating over the turntables and hand over to Maria, who's going to be going out talking to some of the crowd. She's just wandering into the bar area. Over to you, Maria, I hope. Yes, we're wandering, trying to find people. Not everybody wants to talk at this time in the morning. Some of them just want to quiet them. But the people are continuing to come. We're live Online Educa. We'll be broadcasting tomorrow morning as well at 11 o'clock, this time, this channel. And over to you, Maria.
Okay. Good morning. How are you? Is it the first time that you attend this conference?
No, it's the second.
What's your first impression here for the conference now?
I like it very good. Well,
Are you here to present something?
No, I'm not.
Just attend. Okay, thank you very, very much for your time. And you?
This is my second time in Educa, yes.
Where are you from?
Norway.
Oh, you did all this great round. Will you present something here?
What?
Will you present?
No.
What's your expectation from this conference?
To learn about the new technology and how to use it in the school. Yeah.
Since you came for the second time, it means that you recommend this to other people too.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very, very much for your time. Good morning. Is it the first time that you attend this conference?
The second time.
So you liked the first time and you came again. What's your expectations for this from this conference?
To get inspired.
Oh, that's great. Will you present something here? You have a presentation here?
No.
Just attending. Great. Thank you very, very much. And where are you from?
Norway.
Norway. Oh, nice. And you?
I'm from Norway as well.
Second
time in Berlin, yes.
Okay. And will you present something?
No.
Just like your friend here. Okay. But your first impression this time, comparing to last year, you see more people. How do you see the situation here, the atmosphere?
The atmosphere is very good, and I really like it here.
Okay. Thank you very, very much for your time. Hello?
I'm a journalist, so...
Okay. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you from?
We are from Finland.
Oh, Finland. So you did this great travel too. Is it the first time that you attend the conference?
No, maybe the fifth time.
The fifth time? Oh, so you found the many interesting things here. What's your expectation this year?
Okay, I have my own presentation, and then of course I will look forward to all the higher education examples and good practices.
And your field?
I'm an e-learning manager in higher education in Finland.
Very interesting. So you would recommend this conference for other people too?
Yes, of course, yes. And it's a big group from Finland every year coming here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time. Enjoy. You stay here.
And we're going to go into a musical break now. Thanks for that. I think we've corrected our technical problems we hit earlier when our humble iPod, which delivers up the music, failed. Once we come back for the musical break, Maria's going to be continuing to talk to people, delegates at this year's Online Educa Berlin. You're listening to Sounds of the Bazaar. Here's your host, Graham Atwell, who's got a fast-failing voice here, but I'm hoping it's going to hold out for the rest of the programme. Sounds of the Bazaar into the musical break now, Dirk. Sounds of the Bazaar, live from Online Educa Berlin. Let's explain to you a bit how our setup here is fairly chaotic. We've been going around the last day talking to people saying, will you come on the programme? And they all say yes. Sometimes they turn up, sometimes they don't. Sometimes we can't even find them. But I'm delighted to say we've got some guests on the programme now. And Eileen's going to be talking to them. Over to you, Eileen.
Hi, I'm standing here with Lucia and Sonia from Italy and from Germany. Perfect. And they have a really interesting project on games and elderly people. And what is it about?
It's about collecting experiences of the time before the EU was established by storytelling. So once we have the stories, we set up serious games for younger people to give them the virtual experience of living a time where they don't have a clue about and just being pushed back in the past.
Okay, and it's a European-funded project?
Yes, it is a European-funded project by the Lifelong Learning Programme, so this year Education and Culture. And we are about seven partners from seven different countries and collecting stories all over Europe. And so really having a lot of information to put on the games.
And the game is designed as a kind of adventure, or in which way is it?
Actually, we're experiencing different methodologies, so we're setting up four different kinds of games. One would be experiential, dialogue-based, sort of branching story. One will be narrative-based, one will be a puzzle game, and one will be exploratory.
And maybe it's interesting to add that each of these games has a different topic. So we have a topic about East and West cross-border experience between the fall of the Berlin Wall. We have a game about working abroad, a game about tourism abroad, and another one about leisure. So when the internet was not existent, how did people make their appointments and get in touch with each other?
Really interesting, I can tell.
Yeah, too. And is it played online or is it station-based?
It's online. And everyone can go on www.avitaproject.eu. And actually, we're also still collecting stories. So if anybody wants to decide to give us a story or a little episode, it must not be something huge or something really dramatic. But even little episodes from everyday life, we collect them. And on the same website, you have the blog for collecting the stories and a button to play the games.
I wanted to ask you something more. The language that you use in this? Can you be be from different countries, for example?
Yeah, you can use or choose one of the 7 countries of the project and post the stories in all the languages, and you will find the game in all 7 languages also.
This is really useful. Yes, very nice, very, very, very nice.
I think I'm going to tell it to my parents. They have a really great story to tell about East and West. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. It sounds a really great project. I'm really happy to say, actually, the presentation tomorrow is at a session on storytelling, and I'll be chairing that session. And we're hoping later this morning to be talking to another of the presenters at that session, Christina Costa. And if Christina, if you can hear this, come on along to the Sounds of the Bazaar stand at Online Educa Berlin. Anyway, we're going to be going into another musical break now, and then we'll be talking to more of the participants at this year's conference. Into the music, Dirk. Sounds of the Bazaar, live internet radio, live from Berlin. The Sounds of the Bazaar from Online Educa Berlin. It's truly filling up round here. They're still queuing for their coffee. I never knew educational researchers could drink so much coffee. And now we've got yet another willing volunteer here to be interviewed. And this is a bit of a unique one because she's going to join our crew as a guest on our crew for tomorrow's show. But today, and she came along to tell us, but today, so we instantly grabbed her and said, come on the other end of the microphone for this one. Over to you, Maria.
So, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us your name, where are you from?
My name is Ilona Buchem, I'm from Berlin. I work at the University of Applied Sciences, Beuth Hochschule.
Okay, do you have a presentation here today, tomorrow?
Yes, I'm a speaker today in the session on pedagogy. It's about boundary crossing in Web 2.0 based communities.
Wow, very interesting. Is it the first time that you attend the conference here?
I have attended the conference, but I'm the speaker for the first time, so I'm very excited.
Oh, okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
I have to go.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
See you tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow indeed. And I might try and get to that session myself later today, that whole issue of boundary crossing in Web 2. And I had a long talk with her last night about Vygotsky's theory of pedagogies, which is the sort of thing you do in bars at Online Educa Berlin after a couple of drinks at the speaker's reception. Anyway, we're going to have a short musical break again, and then we're going to be talking to some more of the wonderful people here at Online Educa. Dirk, into the music.
Can you see me running now? I can't stand still. I'm a thunderbolt, rumbling. I'm an electric thrill. I am never seen enough.
everything I am, anything you need. I'm a time bomb ticking, I'm satisfaction guaranteed. You can catch me if you can. You can follow me down to the promised land. You can catch me if you can. You can follow me now. Follow me down.
Online Educa Berlin, where the sounds of the bazaar, live internet radio, from the conference. And we're just talking today to some of the delegates at the conference, what they come here for, what they're doing, if they're enjoying themselves, if they're not enjoying themselves, and about some of the subjects for the presentations. And Eileen's on the steps talking to some of the people sitting here. I'm not quite sure who, but Eileen, over to you.
Yes, I'm sitting here with Leif and Annemore from Norway. Leif, what are you doing here, and what topic are you interested in the e-learning aspect?
I'm most interested in how you can use digital learning arenas in upper secondary school. How you can teach. How you can teach students using the net and learning material only on the net without books.
Are you also interested in Web 2.0 application like Facebook and social networks?
Absolutely. I think those are very useful.
And what about, what is your organization from the National Digital Learning Arena? What is it for an organization?
It's a Norwegian project organization dealing with developing learning arenas for upper secondary school, replacing books.
Okay, thank you for being on the show.
Okay, and I think that Maria is going to be talking to a few more of the participants now. We've got a lot of people sitting around because there's not much space to drink coffee, the bar's totally full, but some of them are sitting on the steps in front of us, and Maria's going to be talking to the people on the steps.
Hello, good morning. Where are you
from? I'm from Norway.
Norway, many people here from Norway today. Is it the first time that you attend this conference?
Yes, the very first time, and the first time I'm in Berlin as well.
Oh, do you have a presentation here?
No.
Just attending. Your first impression, how do you see the atmosphere here?
Oh, we were here yesterday, and it was not so crowded yesterday. Now it's many people. It's very exciting.
And will you recommend this conference for other people for next year?
Absolutely, absolutely. This is really amazing.
And your expectations here?
Well, we hope to go home with new ideas, see something, and of course send more people here next year.
That's the spirit. Thank you very much for your time. I hope you enjoy here these 2 days.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you, Maria. There's some more people there you've got to talk to, I think. And Maria's wandering onto the coffee queue.
Where are you from?
From the Netherlands.
Oh, Netherlands. What is going on here with Netherlands? We have many people, Netherlands, Finland. Is it the first time that you attend the conference?
No. For me, it's the fourth time.
Fourth time. So yes. You liked it, you enjoyed it. Well.
It's the most extended conference on my profession.
Okay. Yeah, not,
I went several times to the United States, but this is more Europe-oriented.
Okay.
And it's always to be fun.
So you have a presentation also, getting guests here? You have a presentation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
About?
It's the plenary discussion, the opening session. It was very inspiring. It was fun for the, three authorities on their profession. It was fun to hear their opinion.
Really great, because it's nice to have a discussion on a topic here, not just
watch a presentation, but it's nice to have the possibility to exchange ideas, opinions.
Yeah, that's great. It's always inspiring, and sometimes it's not, not really your profession, but it makes you think about it, and
yes.
it gets you in a move, and that's swell.
So that's why you still you think that you will come again next year, and you recommend this for other people.
Maybe not
too?
Next year, but the year after.
Okay.
Not,
So nice. Thank you very much for your time. Yeah. I hope you enjoy next days here.
Okay. Thank you. You're welcome.
Hello. Where are you from?
Sweden.
Sweden. Is it the first time that you attend the conference?
Yes, it is.
Your first impression here?
They're good. A lot of people from many countries, so I'm pleased.
Will you have a presentation here?
No, I won't.
Attending. Would you recommend this conference to other people too, as you see?
I will, definitely, because it's given me a lot.
Your expectations are?
To bring home something new, new experience, new thoughts.
Did you attend a presentation that you liked?
I liked Senna Atkins very much.
Mm-hmm.
She was good.
Thank you very, very much for your time. And you, where are you from?
Hi, I'm English, but I'm living in Switzerland at the moment.
Okay, is it the first time that you attend the conference?
No, this is the third time, so I'm a regular.
Comparing to the other two times that you have attended, do you see something change here? The atmosphere, how it is?
It seems very busy this time. It seems a lot busier, but it seems a lot more academic than business oriented this time. And I wonder whether a lot of the business don't have time this year to sort of get involved in something like this because of the crisis. But yeah, it's still very exciting to be here.
And your expectations until now are fulfilled?
Well, I haven't had a coffee yet, so no, not at all. Not until I've got my morning coffee will my expectations so far be fulfilled. But the plenary session at the beginning was very good, so I'm very happy.
Thank you very, very much for your time.
Enjoy
the next days here.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Maria, who's been working the coffee queue there. Okay, we're going to go into a very short musical break. Now, don't go away. There's not enough time for you to get your own cup of coffee because Eileen's got more people she's going to be back talking to.
Hello, welcome on the show.
From Saudi Arabia.
What is your name?
Shada Makki.
Okay, what are you doing?
I'm a senior public relations specialist in the National Center of E-Learning and Distance Learning in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Ministry of Higher Education.
And what are you interested most in the area of e-learning?
M-learning, whatever is into the higher education, actually. So M-learning mostly now, this year.
And are you also interested in Web 2.0 applications for learning?
Yes, of course, we're interested in that as well.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Sounds of the Bazaar, live from Online Educur Berlin. Live internet radio, bringing you all the best in technology-enhanced learning. Talking to the people from the conference, interviews with presenters, picking up the vibes of the day, online, internet, radio. And it's a musical break we're coming into now, and then we'll be talking to more of the participants at the conference. Over to you, Dirk.
This morning I woke, restless and heady, with blood pulsing fierce in the vein. There's light on a line this morning and maybe forever. I move with regard for the signs. You know I've searched my heart to prove there's better ways to push and pull. Hey, whatever gets you through these days.
Internet Radio, the sounds of the bazaar, live from Online Educur Berlin. Internet Radio bringing you the best of the conference live to your computer. And of course, for those of you who want to listen again to this program, or to those of you who are here in Berlin, this program is available as a podcast on www.pontedusky.org or on the Online Educur Berlin website. And we'll have both the last night's program and this night's program ready within an hour of finishing our broadcast today. And don't forget, we're broadcasting on till 20 to 12 on Central European time. And we'll be back again tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock CET, 10 o'clock UK time, live on Sounds of the Bazaar. Now, Maria's out talking to some of the participants. Believe it or not, they're still queuing for coffee here. And I'm going to try and get some coffee myself. But over to you, Maria.
Where are you from?
France.
Oh, France. Is it the first time that you attend the conference here?
No, second one.
Your impressions here, the first impressions?
The same as the second one. It's a very interesting congress, so that's why I'm here.
Will you present something here?
Nothing, no. I'm just here to catch up some idea.
Oh, very nice. Thank you very much for your time. And you, where are you from?
I'm from Norway.
Norway, many people from Norway here.
Yeah.
Will you present something here?
No, I'm just attending.
For the first time? Okay, and then your first impressions here?
Well, it's rather interesting.
Okay, yeah. Would you recommend this conference to other people too?
Probably, yes. Yeah.
Did you attend the presentation that you liked a lot?
Well, the last presentation in the big room was good.
Okay, thank you very much for your time. Enjoy. And you are from?
Switzerland.
Switzerland. Is it the first time that you attend this conference?
No, I was here last year as well.
So you liked it last year and you came again. Will you present something here?
No, I won't.
Okay, and your expectations?
Sorry?
Your expectations from this conference?
I'll get new inspirations and new ideas and see whether my ideas fit, whether there are solutions for my ideas.
So would you recommend this conference to other people too?
Yes, yeah, definitely. Okay. Thank you
very much for your time. Enjoy your stay here. And you're from?
I'm from the Netherlands.
Oh, is it the first time that you attend the conference?
Yes, I've never been here before.
Will you present something here?
No, I'm just here to listen and learn.
Oh, that's great. So your expectations until this moment are fulfilled or?
Yeah, I think the plenary sessions were quite interesting. So I'm satisfied so far.
Okay. Would you recommend this conference to other people too? Also?
So far, yes, of course.
Okay. Enjoy your stay here. Thank you very much for your time.
And we're going to be talking now. Of course, Online Educur Berlin is not just a conference. It's also the largest online e-learning exhibition, to my knowledge, in Europe. And these exhibitors spend 2 days on their stands talking solidly. I don't know how they do it. And we're going to be talking to one of the exhibitors, Simon Burt from Trevantis in France. Eileen's going to be talking about what it's like to be an exhibitor online educator. Over to you, Eileen.
Hello, Simon. Welcome. So what it is like to be an exhibitor on the online edu?
Well, this is our second year here. It's a very exciting show. It's one of the most important shows, certainly for the international market and for European vendors of platforms like ourselves. So, and it's a great place to meet people from all different aspects of education.
And what is Trivantis doing and selling?
Well, we have this year we've launched a new product called Online, Lectora Online, and this is our very popular Lectora tool, which has been on the desktop for 10 years, and we've now moved it to the web. So you now have the ability to publish online and offline using the same tool.
And you're aiming for higher education people or from academia, or what is your target group?
Yeah, it's a good question. Actually, we tend to sell our tools right across the spectrum. So we have universities and schools, and we have most of the top Fortune 500 companies in the US. right across European global companies. So it's a wide range.
And what is the major trend in your field? Obviously, the move to the web.
Yeah, I think for us, we spotted about a year and a half ago the move to the web, and that was since, you know, why we developed Lectora Online. I think also mobile learning, certainly for countries that don't have developed infrastructure, and we find this in Africa, for example. So for companies operating in those countries trying to develop and deliver e-learning, using mobile is a very viable possibility. So,
okay, thank you, Simon. Back to you, Graham.
Thank you. Yeah, now we're trying to get extremely slick here at Sounds of the Bazaar. We've also got another program going out tomorrow at 11 o'clock, and we're lining people up for that program. We've got Helen and we've got Deborah here. Oh my God, they're all here. Christina Costa has also finally joined us. Now, we're going to be inviting the three of you onto the program tomorrow to tell us about the presentations you've been making at this year's conference. But I want to give a quick trailer. This is a trailer from the three of them for what they're going to be talking about tomorrow. Maria, find out what they're going to be doing.
So, Christina, good morning. Tell us.
Morning. So, tomorrow we'll be talking about storytelling. That's my presentation. We'll be about how we can engage learners in creating and telling their own stories as part of their learning journey.
Oh, sounds very interesting. Thank you very much. Good luck for tomorrow. And you, Deborah?
Well, my presentation's already been done. I was in the European Commission workshop yesterday talking about digital literacy and competences as essential life skills.
Wow, sounds very interesting. So people will have to wait tomorrow for you. And Helen?
My presentation is today at 4:15, and I'll be talking about using social technologies to ease the transition from education to industry.
Oh, sounds very interesting. Tomorrow you will tell us more about it.
Yes, tomorrow then, that's a feature to look forward to. So don't miss Sounds of the Bazaar live from Online Educa tomorrow. If I've got any voice left, it's going to be a bit of a miracle, but somehow we'll keep broadcasting anyway. Great program today. It's been real fun talking to you all. A bit chaotic, roaming around, talking to delegates, talking on the coffee queues, bringing you the sounds of Online Educa Berlin in the Sounds of the Bazaar live internet radio. As always, a big thank to our presenters. A big thanks to Eileen and Maria, who have been out talking to delegates today. A big thanks to the producer, Dirk Stierglitz, who's been trying to get the sound pumped out and keep the noise flowing on. This is Graham Atwell saying goodbye to you for the Wednesday, Thursday session of Sounds of the Bazaar live from Online Educa Berlin.
Mad, God is dead, I'm here to take his place. I'm like you, but I'm true, I wear his wrath in my face. You kill and beat, you rape and cheat, and take his name in vain. I'm gonna blow this pagan show, and I don't want